Our personal relationship with God is vital, but we also have a responsibility to follow Christ's example and ensure the well-being of each other. Because of your generous response to the annual Catholic Appeal, we've been able to serve and make a meaningful difference for thousands of people in our community, together. Bishop Jaime Soto.
The Holy Father has spoken to us a lot about the culture of encounter, because that's how Jesus revealed the Father's mercy to us. He came in our own human nature, shared in our human nature, and in His face, we found the mercy of our Heavenly Father. And as the disciples of Jesus, we continue that work by creating those moments of encounter, caring for our brothers and sisters in need, not just providing for them, giving them what they need, but also sharing ourselves. And that's what the annual Catholic Appeal is about, is sharing ourselves and creating that oasis of mercy where we can encounter God's mercy in each other.
Nima is a nurse, a mother, and a refugee from the Congo. In the Civil War, many of her family were murdered. As a medical officer, she was helping victims of violence in remote villages and had also become a target. Forced to leave her family and newly arrived in America, she found herself pregnant and alone. This is the story of how charities in our diocese came alongside her.
Life in America wasn't easy for me when I get here. In 2014, yes, I got pregnant, and then I didn't have a job, I didn't have anything, and I was still struggling with English. I met this man, John Testa, and his wife, Eileen, and now they told me how they can help me have a place to live. I will have a food, I will have people who will take care of me, all those stuff. I said, okay, I see God here. Grandma, everyone calls her grandma, but it's Lenore Mulacri I'm talking about.
Bishop Gallego's maternity home embraced Nima without hesitation. Lenore Mulacri.
Nima came to the house, of course, through Sacramento Life Center. Probably one of the most wounded people. Her story is pretty tragic. And we helped her in all the ways that we could, because we could see where she came from. She knew what she wanted to do and get her family over here. And one of my staff would take her to San Francisco, because she had to do a lot of paperwork for the refugee asylum people.
Grandma was helping me to find a job everywhere. The host family, Paul and Judy, they start helping from that day for a year. I was living with them and I didn't pay anything. Mama Judy was taking care of the baby the time I'm working, and it was for a year. Be able to bring my family here, it was a lot of accomplishment. And I was really, really happy when they got a visa, and we were with Heza till 3 a.m. night, waiting for them to come. I was so happy.
Nima began her recovery when Sacramento Life Center wrapped their arms around her. Others are supported by the Refugee Resettlement Program of Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services, one of 17 charitable organizations helped by the annual Catholic Appeal.
Well, the church is always concerned for the whole human person. Jesus calls us to really save every person, mind, body, and soul. And so we want to care for every dimension of the human person.
Families in economically challenged communities are more vulnerable than ever to overwhelming stress. A team of school counselors provide emotional support through a partnership between Catholic Charities of Yolo Solano and local schools. Terry Graves is part of the school counseling team.
Today, I think kids are vulnerable today because there's so much out there. So my goal would be to really help be there for these children, to know that I'm on their side, I'm on their team, and help them get the courage and the inner soul to go ahead and flourish into whatever they want to do. Their dreams are really important, and they need to have these dreams.
Jesus tells us that those who visit the imprisoned visit him. When he found himself incarcerated, there was no one there for him. He felt abandoned, as many of those who are in prison feel today. Auxiliary Bishop Myron J. Cotta.
You know, many are incarcerated for all kinds of different reasons, and that really isn't the issue with Jesus. But there is this connectedness that they want to experience, and our prayer and the ministry of the church is to bring that change, that transformation that only Christ can bring, and we become the vehicles of that presence. Christ with us, Christ connecting with them, and then the miracles are possible.
Brian and Anna Deneen coordinate Sunday jail visits by a team of trained volunteers from four local parishes. They are deeply committed to this important ministry of St. Vincent de Paul.
The jail ministry is part of our mission to seek and find the forgotten. A large part of that population is in the jails.
But it also brings us incredible joy to go in because the Holy Spirit is so present there within them.
Many of the inmates have this major hole within their lives of being alone, feeling abandoned by their families. And what we hope to do is through our faith community and through our praying is start to fill that hole with a sense of religious community, a sense of spirituality, that they are not alone.
And we remind them, you are not alone, you are not abandoned. God is with you, and you just have to remember that and bring that into your consciousness.
The church cares about our brothers and sisters who are homeless and mentally ill and tries to provide them with what they need. We do that because that's what Jesus did. He cared for the sick, those who are sick in their body as well as their souls. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service provides housing and a path to independence. Wayne's story is just one of thousands.
We all came off the streets. We all survived a different way. My dad a drunk, my mom a heroin addict, and everything. I raced for Swin Varsity. I was all into sports and school. As long as I stayed, I dropped out of school at seventh grade because I didn't want to go no more because I didn't have no clean clothes. It was embarrassing. My wife went in the bathroom on Christmas evening and had a major heart attack. And my dad, 6 months before that, shot himself. And something triggered in my head. I just wanted to give up. I was trying to drink myself to death. My family brought me up here to Chico. God's got me here for a reason, I guess. My goal is to be able to go and be successful in society again, like I was when I was working construction. Thanks to this place, I'm picking up the pieces and trying to move on. And this place has helped me a lot. They have a loving heart and they care. They want to see us, you know, make it.
Many people think that they're giving to the church, but actually you're giving through the church. You know, it's a beautiful aspect at Mass. We say in him, through Christ Jesus, this all happens.
When we come together for the annual Catholic Appeal, we are bringing together all our resources so that we can help our brothers and sisters in need. Not just providing for them and giving them what they need, but also sharing ourselves. And that's what the annual Catholic Appeal is about, is sharing ourselves, sharing in the mercy and in the joy of our Heavenly Father.